KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Miss South Africa organization has confirmed that Miss South Africa 2024, Mia Le Roux, has withdrawn from the Miss Universe competition. In a statement released this morning, the organization says it's due to health complications. The 73rd Miss Universe pageant is currently underway in Mexico. The organization says Le Roux has shown incredible courage and grace throughout the difficult period, but that her health and well-being are of the utmost importance. The 28-year-old Free State-born model made history as the first hearing-impaired woman to win the crown this year. She was diagnosed with profound hearing loss at the age of one. Minister of Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs Vilenkosini Tlabisa is urging government departments to settle their municipal debt. Government departments owe municipalities around 29.4 billion rand. Tlabisa was answering questions in Parliament yesterday.
We are aware there are municipalities who are collecting but are not paying either Eskom or water boards, and we are engaged with Eskom and Department of Water and Sanitation.
The South African Revenue Service has warned citizens to ensure they meet their tax obligations of trust. SARS has been providing clarity as it says it's observed low tax compliance and misconceptions regarding trusts. Trust filing season is underway until next year. The entity's tax consultant, Navish Laljeet.
We talk about a trust that is economically active. So whenever a trust has been registered, it needs to submit their tax returns. And wherever there is income that is received, which means that this trust is economically active, and they need to account for some of the expenses in terms of the trust. It's only when the trust is inactive totally, where there's no movement of any money of any sort, then only then does the trust be considered as passive or a dormant trust.
And abroad, Donald Trump yesterday tapped anti-vaccine activist and conspiracy theorist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as his Secretary of Health in the latest provocation nomination from the incoming Republican president. The nephew of the former president, John F. Kennedy, has been running as a candidate before dropping out of the election race to endorse Trump in August. The president-elect says his latest pick will make America great and healthy again. Several of Trump's choices for top jobs include a TV news anchor at the helm of the Pentagon, and an ally embroiled in sexual misconduct allegations for Attorney General, and it's unnerved the Washington establishment. Durban, a high of 25 today, Pietermaritzburg 28, Richards Bay 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.